Happy Motivation Monday, Kings and Queens. I pray that you are having a phenomenal Monday, and I thank you as always for tuning in. It's your girl, Miss Fern, and I want to welcome you back to FM Sounds, which is Fern Morgan Sounds, my podcast to inspire you, to motivate you mentally, physically, financially, emotionally, and spiritually. Kings and Queens, I want to talk to you for a few minutes about something that has been just buzzing in my ear lately, listening to the news, looking at things online, listening to people speak, and just being observant. And it's about our society, the society we live in today. I've noticed that society really tries to portray an image on how we should live our lives. And I want to know if you all agree with me or disagree with me on that. When I look online, when I hear different people talking about TV shows that they watch, about rich people, then you hear about the ratchet shows and how everyone wants to be famous with reality TV. I really started to think about it because I'm not where I was, thank God. I don't really watch that type of stuff anymore. I'm not knocking anyone that watches it, but I am just saying that I've made an observation that people are glorified. People really are glorified, and I want to know how y'all feel about that. I know how I feel about it. My question to you is, do you know if you're really living how you should live, or has this image from society modified the way you live your life unknowingly? When I think about it and I reflect on my life and where I was and where I am and where I want to be, it really hit me, you know? Society really can play a role on what we think or what we expect if we get too wrapped up into it. So I'm out here just enjoying this nice Monday afternoon, this nice breeze here in the DMV, and I wanted to just do my podcast to say, you know, what do you think about that? Do you really think that society kind of hones in on your life in a sense? Think about it. Your mate, if you are in a relationship, your husband or your wife, your boyfriend or your girlfriend, the person that you prayed for, you know, are you with that person, or are you with someone perhaps that you just kind of ended up with because of what different people were thinking and what different people were saying? Or even those of you that are not in a relationship yet, think about it. The person that you pray for right now, if you're praying for them, or the person that you start praying for, you know who it is that you want to be with. You know the type of qualities you want that person to have. You know what your deal breakers are. You know what you're going to deal with and what you might not deal with. But then you start dating an atheist. Now, don't get me wrong, there's no judgment here. I'm just speaking facts when I say this because it happens. Or if you have a limit with someone, if they have two or three baby mamas or two or three baby daddies, and you're like, no, you know, that's too much for me. No judgment again, kings and queens, no judgment. I'm just making a point. Like, why bother? If that person is really who you don't want, or really doesn't have what you're looking for when it comes to those qualities that are important, why bother? Why get involved? What are you doing with your time? That's what I really want to talk about today. What are you doing with your time? I keep hearing more and more things about Nipsey Hussle, who we just lost him at an early age. He's one that's gone too soon. He died at the age of 33, and he impacted so many people, right? So what I want to say is that we don't truly know what tomorrow brings. We really don't know. We don't have a clue what tomorrow brings. We have hope for a great tomorrow and faith for an outstanding tomorrow, but why waste your glory of today settling with that person, settling with that job, settling with different experiences, settling with a friendship that drains you? Why waste your glory on that when you can go out and really start that business you want to start? You can go out and hang around those positive people that are going to encourage you, that are going to uplift you, and that want to see you do great. We're not perfect, okay? All of us make mistakes. We grow from this, and I want to talk about it. So please leave me some feedback. Leave me some messages. Let's talk about it. No judgment again, kings and queens. I've just reflected a great deal, and I've been like, wow. Right? Wow. So I'm thankful for today. I'm thankful for my past, because it's a part of my process. But we also got to be mindful of what is just giving us life, what is giving us our breath, what is just affecting us, what's surrounding us. Is it positivity? Is it negativity? Are we getting caught up in society, or are we being leaders and just paving our own path? So that's what I want to talk about. Let's use this as an opportunity to grow, to hold each other accountable, because there's definitely room for all of us to win. So, kings and queens, please share this podcast. If you receive something from it, share it to people that you want to encourage, someone that you want to uplift on today. Let's keep this going. As always, I pray that this blesses you. Have a phenomenal week, because you are phenomenal. I will see you at the top, because the bottom is way too full. I'll chat with you all again next Motivation Monday, and thank you for vibing with me today.